When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
My name's Troy.
And I have a hot, hot question for you, Troy.
Do you now?
Do you like sauce?
Do I like sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, depends.
What's your favorite sauce?
Tomato. Great Mates! The most basic bitch of all sauces. But yeah. I love, hey, it goes on everything. Is that not the answer you're looking for?
Look, I can't say that I am disappointed.
Okay.
But I might be because I would have thought you would have been like a hot sauce type of guy.
No, not really. Okay, look, there is some hot sauce that I like, but they got to get it right because I'm not a spicy man.
Oh, you're not a spicy senorita.
I'm not a spicy meatball by any stretch of the imagination. I did just say my favorite sauce is tomato. So
fuck,
pretty bland.
Man, that's... What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Vanilla.
No. I do.
Strawberry.
Okay, no. I like choc mint.
Okay.
So it's like, it's just on the edge of like being completely bland.
Yeah, almost, but choc mint's pretty good. It's my choc favorite too. Good,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, shut up.
Hey, man, I'm digging it. I'm feeling you.
So what's this about hot sauce anyway? What's your favorite sauce?
Well, I'm probably one step up from you. I'm smoky barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because that goes on anything.
Yeah.
See, tomato sauce, it's very... selective about what it wants to be on.
Yeah.
Whereas,
no, is it though?
I think so.
I feel like it's, you could pretty much put tomato sauce on anything and get away with it. Chip sandwich.
Okay.
Tomato sauce.
Barbecue sauce on there as well.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Ham, cheese and tomato sauce.
Okay.
Toasty.
You've cornered me into the only dish that doesn't require anything else but tomato sauce.
Yeah, exactly. So get out of here.
Okay, you're right. Tomato sauce is probably the superior sauce.
I do like a good ranch dressing too, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those creamy sauces get you.
Well, they do.
You know what I do love, which is my absolute kryptonite for sauces, is the mayonnaise that they put into sushi.
Oh, yeah, the Kewpie mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I've got that in my fridge, man. Whenever I make burgers, I use that.
I always have.
It's so good.
That Kewpie mayo.
I feel like there's 10,000 calories in each dab that comes out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Worth it. Worth it. Clog up my arteries. When I die, and it'll be because of a heart attack because of all the sauce I've had in my life.
Yeah.
They'll cut me open, and that will just leak out in its pure form. I think that's where it comes from.
I think it is. It goes in and comes out the exact same way and is just repackaged.
But
very environmentally friendly.
It is.
Well.
It is. It's got like a zero carbon footprint. It's almost got a negative carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're absorbing the carbon, then we become the carbon. It's very, very meta.
Yes.
So the question I wanted to ask you regarding sauces is, how do you store your sauces?
What do you mean?
Are you a fridge person or a cupboard person for your sauce?
Okay. Come on now.
I've seen your fridge.
Yeah. It's the fridge.
Is it the fridge?
Every time.
Mm.
Has to be.
Because I know people who put it in the cupboard.
Yeah. When I was growing up, my mum was a cupboard storer.
Ooh.
And so I don't know where my own personal, I think just once I branched out and as an adult on my own, I'm like, you know what? I'm rebelling against the system.
The thing that separates me from the rest of my family is where I keep my sauce.
Yeah. And the thing that separates, you know, man from beast is putting sauce in fridge.
Well, that's right. Because I mean, an animal could steal sauce hypothetically from a store.
Yeah. A monkey.
A monkey. You know,
highly likely. Thailand monkeys.
Yeah,
you see them doing it all the time.
Yeah, that's it. Those cheeky monkeys. And I could imagine they wouldn't be putting it in the fridge. They'd just be putting it in a tree, which is basically a cupboard that hasn't been made.
That's right. Sidebar, have you seen the video of monkeys in Thailand that are like riding around on little bikes trying to steal children?
What?
Yeah. As horrible as it sounds, it's also pretty amazing to watch.
I'm sure the kids are shitting their pants.
Well, I don't know, because like some people are saying it's like a, you know, it's all like a setup or whatever. But there's a video of this monkey that just tears in on this little bike, just dumps the bike, grabs this kid, and starts dragging this little girl up the road. Perfect. I don't know where he's going to do it. Probably take it to the tree where his source collection is.
Yeah, to show off his...
To show off his source collection.
How many tomato sauces do you have in your house?
Yeah, look at this. Look at mine.
Yeah.
You think your dad's a sauce guy? Look at this stuff.
I've got three different brands of tomato sauce.
Yeah. My dad would beat up your dad.
Probably would. Like, if like you think like a monkey's dad.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio and what they were talking about. So this is the question. What has your dog done? Right? So that was basically what they were trying to get people in to call up and just give them stories about things their dog had done.
Wow.
Which is not, if it's not in a video format on some sort of social media platform.
Who cares?
It just doesn't work. You know what I mean?
It's, you know what? Talking about your dog is like talking about your dreams.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Unless like, you have a video of it.
It's like talking about your babies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same thing. No one gives a shit.
It's like, oh, what's your baby do? I don't know. Eat shit and cry.
I will tell you this right now. The only people that care about your babies are you.
Mm.
It's just a fact.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one else does.
I think that's fair. As a father myself,
yeah.
I would attest to that.
Yeah. You hate the world's babies.
Yeah.
Except your own.
The world's
babies.
Sometimes I could hate my own. You ever been around a teething baby?
Not for any stretch of time.
Okay. Here's the thing. Teething babies have exploding assholes.
Okay.
And they are disgusting. And
genetic or?
Must be. But 2 minutes before we started recording, that's what happened.
Right. Excellent.
And
so that's where that came from.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man. Absolutely disgusting.
And babies don't care. They'll just stand there and do it. And they'll look you right in the face while it's happening.
They have no shame, man.
You know, it's like a dog when you have to walk your dog and you've got to pick up the poop after it, right? You know what I mean? Like you have to bow down to the dog. The dog's just like, I'm going to shit right here.
Call in now.
Where's the weirdest place your dog shit?
And you had to pick it up. You had to
pick it up.
Call in now.
Call in now.
10.5.
Pretty much.
Stick around. You're listening to Great Mates.
Real estate agent Troy has come up with this fantastic idea to sell their house over in the States. And I, for one, absolutely applaud it because I don't know if you know this, Troy, but I have a podcast outside of this.
What?
Yeah. I am podcast cheating on you.
Are you?
Unless it's myself. It's usually I do it by myself, so I'm podcast.
Yeah, well,
jerking.
It would only be, I guess you'd only be cheating on me if you were podcasting with another person that wasn't me.
Yeah.
You can do it by yourself. That's like masturbating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What if I'm podcast masturbating? Okay. Is it cheating if I'm talking to someone else on the phone while I'm doing it?
I think most people would say yes.
Okay. Because I talk to strangers about the weird occurrences that they've had.
Yes.
You know, like about, let's say, Bigfoot.
Sure. And you're allowed to say what the name of this podcast is, by the way.
I can't. It's illegal.
Okay.
My contract that I wrote to myself told me I cannot say it. Like, I try to then.
Yeah.
Can't say it.
Okay. Well, I believe you'll get there at some point.
I'll believe too, one day.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this real estate agent over in the States selling this absolutely mint price of a house. In the US, it's $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, which is about $18 billion over here in Australia.
Correct.
And absolutely beautiful farm lake house type of farm lake house. Yep. Maybe just lake house.
No, it's a farm lake house.
Yeah.
It's a house on a farm of lakes.
Oh,
it's like in the middle of a bunch of lakes.
That's why there's so many lake houses over in the States is that they're farmed.
That's right.
Yeah. Once they reach maturity, they move.
They become oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pick them up and transport them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened is this this real estate agent wanted the house to stand out.
Yeah.
And what they've done is they've taken all these beautiful professional photos, and about every 10 photos you see like a Bigfoot doing something random in the background.
Right.
Or it's like absolutely front and center, like a Bigfoot's baking cookies in the kitchen or something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Which is absolutely amazing.
And so it's working for them? Have they sold the property? Okay.
It went absolutely viral. So how many house listings do you know that go viral?
Not many. Very, very rare.
Name more than one.
I can't. You can't. This one that you just told me about.
Yeah. So, like, it's got pictures of this Bigfoot, like, trimming the flowers, doing yoga, things like that. It's even, like, barbecuing on the back deck.
Nice.
So, if you're going to sell your house, put something weird in there.
Put something weird. What's the weirdest thing you've put in your house to sell it?
Call in now. We should genuinely do a breakfast radio show and see if we can compete with other local breakfast radio shows, because I can guarantee we probably would have about the same amount of listeners.
Oh, yeah. If not more.
If not more.
Well, the only way I'd do a breakfast radio show is if I could eat breakfast while I was doing it.
You know what it is? We review breakfast.
Yeah.
Like a different breakfast, yeah, and like it's the breakfast radio show.
Breakfast radio show. It's perfect.
I actually don't mind that idea.
Genius.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have gone out for my first breakfast in ages.
Oh, yes.
Because the cafes are open now.
They're starting to open.
Oh,
not so much everywhere in the world. Sorry, no, folks.
But where certainly we are, here. They are open for business.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to get out again.
Holy crap. I swear I've gone out like 6 times.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you feeling peckish? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going there to the cafe.
Yeah, we're going to the cafe.
Yeah.
We're going to sit there for the allocated 2 hours that we have.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
I'm ordering 3 breakfasts.
3 breakfasts.
Yeah.
If you order less than 3 breakfasts, did you ever really breakfast?
I don't think you did.
I don't think so.
I mean, if there's one thing that the Lord of the Rings did good,
yeah,
is second breakfast.
The one thing.
The one
that's
thing.
It.
That's it.
Nothing else other than that breakfast scene.
Mm. Mm. Second breakfast?
Second
breakfast.
11sies?
You know it.
Mm.
Pretty sure that would just be brunch, but whatever.
Well, hey, who are you to judge? Maybe they didn't have brunch back in Middle Earth. Maybe no one had figured out that having bacon and eggs while drinking champagne was cool. Is that even how brunch works?
What do they call that? They call that
champagne breakfast.
Yeah, champagne breakfast.
Yeah.
You have champagne breakfast after you have a champagne shower.
And then you have another champagne shower after breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to get the champagne out.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Where do you think the champagne for the champagne breakfast comes from?
I don't know.
It's the runoff from the champagne shower.
I would have thought France, but okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. Call in now. Let us know where champagne breakfast come from.
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place you've had a golden shower? Let us know.
Oh, is that what a champagne shower is?
Yeah, I believe so.
Huh.
I'm assuming it's the same thing. But then now that I'm thinking about it, LMFAO did a whole song about champagne showers.
And I didn't see
many people.
Like maybe one.
One in the background.
Yeah.
In a Bigfoot suit. Was peeing on someone else.
What happened to LMFAO?
Well.
Because didn't one of the guys go on The Voice as a judge?
Yeah.
So imagine like you are this up and
coming. I don't know if it was The Voice. But it was definitely one of those.
It was like one of those shows where the shows had mentors.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine you're this up and coming.
You're like, oh yeah.
Oh man, I'm this new artist just on the scene. I've got a fresh voice. I'm looking fresh. I'm feeling fresh. So fresh and so clean.
Yep.
And the person that you get,
it's like your choices are: you've got Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
You've got Seal. You've got Delta Goodrum. And then LMFAO guy.
Yeah. Who are you going for? And the problem is, if like two of those people turn around and they like have to decide who's going to pick you, it's like, oh my God, please.
Please don't let it be.
Red Foo, that's who it is.
Oh, Red Foo. Yeah, that Red one. Foo. What's the other one's name?
I don't know. Other guy.
Kung Fu.
Oh, can you say that?
I don't know.
It's Blue
Foo. It's 2020.
Yeah, it's Blue Foo.
Yeah, Blue Foo.
Yeah. It's Red versus Blue.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's Crips.
It's Crips
and Bloods.
Can you say that?
No, I don't know. It's 2020.
Anyway, so apparently Red Foo, yes, he went on The Voice.
Yeah. So imagine having him as a mentor. And he's like, look, you've got a great voice. You've got a great look. I love your style. But you're shuffling as shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Like,
do you know what a champagne shower is?
Have you ever been on a G6?
That's not them.
Didn't he feature on that?
No.
Oh,
did
he?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think so. Who was that? That was that Asian group.
Oh, what were they called?
I don't know.
They had like
two songs. Birds of Tokyo. Yeah.
Just because they have an Asian city in their name does not mean that they are Asian.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Birds of Tokyo.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. I feel like you.
Like a G6 like by Birds of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Look it up on Spotify.
Featuring Powderfinger. Powderfinger came back and they did a YouTube-only concert.
Is this recently?
Yeah, it was in the big lockdown all around the world.
Right.
For COVID-19.
Yeah.
And because you can't go out and see any concerts or anything like that, a lot of these like bands are putting these things on.
Sure.
So,
well, they're going to get paid.
Well, yeah, that's right.
They're going to get paid somehow.
Well, what the fuck has Powderfinger done in the last 10 years to get paid for?
I'm not sure.
Supply songs to fucking All Saints and Neighbours.
All Saints.
That would have been
okay.
That would have been when they were big.
Maybe. But yes, they're probably not supplying songs to All Saints anymore. I don't know. Considering it's been off the air for like 20 years.
You'd watch it again, though, if it came back.
I don't even really remember it.
It was like...
It was set in a hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like even a big hospital.
Was it a country hospital?
I think it had to be a country hospital. Because like, why would there be so limited staff at this hospital?
I don't know.
Why is hospital TV shows such a like powerful thing?
Yeah, I don't know. They work.
Yeah, I guess hospitals are full of drama.
Exactly. So. That's exactly right. And people love to be able to watch that drama, watch it unfold. And they want to see the kind of, you know, the hero or whatever solve whatever problem this person has.
Maybe.
Or something.
I feel like they're building up unrealistic expectations for hospital visits.
You ever been to a hospital?
Yeah.
It's fucking like, not good.
Cunt, why are you in here? I don't know. My arm looks pretty fucking broken.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
You'll have to sit over here for 6 hours.
Yeah. There are people with much more serious injuries. That gentleman has 2 broken arms and he's been waiting twice as long as you. So can you please shut the fuck up and go sit next to the guy that's probably got the COVID?
Yeah. Look, now this is nothing. This is not a slight on hospital workers.
No.
I know they have done terrific work recently and all that sort of stuff. However, I do not and will not ever understand how their triage system works because I have been in there while I have been quite ill, and you know, whatever. I didn't die. Did I?
Yes, this is the Afterlife this podcast.
This is the Believe show.
Yeah.
You're like talking to a ghost. But there was a guy that literally had his arm in a sling that had broken his arm. Now, I waited a long time, and he went in just before me.
Whoa.
And this is a guy that is basically just, he might have had one of those pens
that you can
suck on. Just a Bic pen. They just gave him a Bic pen to like bite down on this.
You look back at him, his mouth's all blue.
He was there for ages. So I just don't understand how it works. But hey, it's not up to me. I'm not a hospital guy. People seem to like their TV shows.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
I would love to see the reason, or I want a TV show behind the scenes of why they keep these people waiting so long.
There has to be shows that do like
Cops, but ER versions.
Yeah. Well, you can't talk about Cops anymore because it's been cancelled.
Mm.
So
Cancel culture.
32 seasons. That's gone.
They run for 32 seasons.
32 seasons. Damn. Well, because it's not a good show.
No, it's not. It's so fucking average.
But hey, if Keeping Up with the Kardashians can be approaching their 20th season.
Are they really?
It's got to be somewhere like that.
Oh,
surely.
My God.
It's wild.
Are they pumping out more than one season a year,
Look,
though?
It's probably not 20, but it's got to be up near 15 or somewhere like
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Well, you've seen, like, those kids, the young ones.
Yeah.
What are their names?
I don't know.
Fucking Kendall and Kylie. Those two were like little kids. They were preteens.
Were they really?
When the show started.
Man, I had no idea the show has been on that long.
Yeah, it's been on for fucking forever.
Wow.
It's wild. Cancel that.
Yeah, please.
You know, cancel, if you're going to cancel anything, cancel Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
I don't know why it's not happening, but hey.
Hey, let us know what show you want canceled on the air, and should they bring cops back instead of keeping the Kardashians on?
Yeah, well, look, yeah. If you had to choose between the two,
yeah,
would you choose Cops or would you choose Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Mm. And let us know, do you keep your sauce in the fridge or in the cupboard?
Yeah. And let us know, what's the weirdest place your dog's done a shit?
Those are your three call to actions for this week.
Okay, actually, though, seriously, can you let us know if there is a difference between a champagne shower and a golden shower? And if there is a difference, what is a champagne shower? And why did LMFAO have an entire song about it?
I'm pretty sure they're both.
Or if it is the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
why'd
the same.
Why'd they have a song about people peeing on everyone?
Do you met R. Kelly?
Fair.
Yeah, there fair you call. Go. Anyway, hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been the Greatest of Mates podcast.